The Department of Defense confirmed that military members with gender dysphoria will soon be processed for separation. An internal memo from the Office of the Secretary of Defense dated February 26 states, "It is the policy of the United States government to establish high standards for service member readiness, lethality, cohesion, honesty, humility, uniformity, and integrity. This policy is inconsistent with the medical, surgical, and mental health constraints on individuals with gender dysphoria, or who have a current diagnosis or history of, or exhibit symptoms consistent with, gender dysphoria." According to the American Psychiatric Association, gender dysphoria is when someone becomes psychologically distressed from an incongruence between one's sex assigned at birth and one's gender identity. A senior defense official told CNN on Thursday that 4,240 service members across active duty reserves and the National Guard have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. The memo also states the department only recognizes two sexes. Male and female and pronouns must reflect a service member's sex. The DOD says if a member is affected by this new policy, they can apply and be considered for a waiver on a case-by-case basis. Members with gender dysphoria may also elect to separate from service voluntarily. And if they choose to do so, they will be eligible for voluntary separation pay. Those who choose the involuntary route can receive lesser separation pay. According to the new policy, federal funds will not be used to cover unscheduled, scheduled, or planned medical procedures for sex reassignment surgery, genital reconstruction for gender dysphoria, or newly started cross-sex hormone therapy. The new Department of Defense guidance follows President Trump's executive order, which states it's the policy of the federal government to only recognize two sexes, male and female. Currently, that executive order is facing legal challenges, and the judge is scheduled to hold another hearing in the case next month. In response to the new directive, the Human Rights Campaign issued a statement saying, "A dishonorable action from a dishonorable administration. This attack on those who have dedicated themselves to serving our country is not only morally reprehensible, but fundamentally un-American, forcing out thousands of transgender service members who have met every qualification to serve, does not enhance military excellence or make our country safer. Instead, the United States will be losing highly trained professionals who serve in roles critical to our national security."